worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
And I'm an incredibly angry person. I don't know if you guys have ever picked up on that.
Yeah, no, but
not at all.
Yeah, Kyle Mack.
What a bunch of crap.
Mickey.
Stickers!
And Lazy E.
I do that. I whittle on the weekends. And then I tell people to get off my lawn. It's really my lifestyle.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Diverting funds from your favorite bill, it's a freak accident coming to you from the deepest recesses of the internet. I, of course, am the host. My name is Crisco, and I am joined by my beloved team with Lazy E.
Well, I'm the only one on the team. The beloved team of Lazy E.
There's a comma after your name, though, because there's also Kyle Mack.
Yo!
What are you, Kermit?
No!
My boy's been awake for a long time. Okay,
right.
Give him a break. And we've got Mickey here, too.
I don't want to be.
Were you awake as long as he was?
Yeah, what's your excuse?
Yeah. He works for a talk radio station, and he was up all night reporting on the election.
I don't feel bad for you. That was your fault.
Yeah, that's true. You chose that career path.
You did.
That's your own fault. You just probably didn't have enough coffee today.
I wish they paid us more than crackers.
You know what I mean? Like, the radio doesn't pay very much.
Wait, what did you
wish? Something about crackers.
They wish they paid us more than crackers.
Stop being racist.
they pay
you in white people?
<That's right.
laughs> How privileged are you?
God.
Anyway, welcome to our show. It's a freakaccident.com. That's the website. You can email us about absolutely anything. We would love to hear from you. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send us your email magic. Leave your mailing address. And we will send you free stickers. We will not send you crackers or anything else. We will send you a free sticker, though. That's no problem. And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a good review. And if you screen cap your awesome review that you leave us, email that to us. We will send you an additional 2 stickers.
You almost flipped me off.
I did. I was like, 1, 2, 3. Okay. So we'll send you more. Basically, we'll just send you a whole crap load of stickers. All right. So send us that too. And if you want to find us on social media, we've got links to all of our stuff at freakaccident.com. Just click connect on the menu bar. Welcome to the show tonight. It's a hallmark day for our country.
They came out with cards for it?
Yeah, I know. what do you call that? Sympathy cards.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, like, we have the election to talk about. We've also got plenty of more things to talk about as well, including an article on the worst things health inspectors have found in restaurants. Mickey, you are really excited to talk about this one. Have you had experience in this realm?
Never.
Oh, okay.
That's sarcasm. It is. I can tell. I'm smart.
Yeah. I want to see how many of these you're guilty of.
Not me.
Have you ever hit a chicken in the ceiling? That's one of them. Spoiler alert. We've also got a movie segment because I went to see Doctor Strange. Lazy E went to see Doctor Strange. Kyle, did you see it?
I did not see it.
He was too busy staying up all night counting votes.
That's right.
He was like, you know, measuring chads on the backs of those punch cards and everything else. Did you see it?
No.
Of course not. But we've got that. We've got some new trailers, too.
No, wait. Did you know that we got a new president, kind of?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've got a Music You Can Use segment, a bunch of new albums coming out, and we've also got football to talk about as well. So
also,
don't talk to me about football.
No.
We're going to talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Also, during that election talk, we are finally going to give the winner of the great rap debate.
Are we going to tell them who it is now, or are we going to make them wait?
Make them wait, because there's going to be an inauguration speech. I can't say inauguration.
I love how his eyes got wide. Like, I wish.
I'm going to try, but it's not going to happen.
I see.
Inauguration.
It's moments like that I wish this show did have, like, a webcam feature, because his eyes get really big, and I can actually see his mouth slowing down to accommodate the word coming out of his lips.
This is why you need to review us over on iTunes. You do that, we get some money, and then we can buy those webcams so you can see those wonderful moments.
Review. They talk. Not necessarily well, but it is what it is.
Hey, you can take it.
It's an hour that could be better spent elsewhere, but worse spent doing
somewhere else.
Doing drugs.
It's good background noise, if anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good endorsements, everyone.
Great. A freak accident. Good background noise.
I've been told much worse about my my talent and my ventures in the broadcasting world over the years.
Man, well, most of them from me.
He's very critical.
Listen, you're not going to learn unless I beat you with a stick of shame.
I mean, I've asked people about the legitimacy of that. The jury's still out, but, you know, I trust you, so.
Good.
I'll continue my beatings.
You're the best in the middle. Almost.
Wow.
the middle bottom tier. But you're there.
I don't know how to take that.
It's not the worst.
No, no. Like this show.
That's why we have Mickey.
Right. Wait.
Thanks.
Kind of shots fired there.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Your time management skills still suck, though.
Ooh.
Oh, you got beat. That's what I'm told, anyway.
Yeah.
Well. I'm not in radio anymore. That's what happened. I know there's plenty of people who listen to me on the radio that cross over to this thing because I post it on social media all the time. Yeah, there was a thing. They were mad because I worked too much, and they didn't want to keep me around for that reason anymore. So, because I couldn't compress 60 hours worth of work into 40. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, it happens.
All of that and more on a freak accident.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So if you're listening to me on the broadcast waves in the northeastern area of Pennsylvania, you won't find me.
They will, though. This is an exclusivity right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is the only show in the world that currently has Crisco's voice on it.
Now, do you think you could compress this hour and 15-minute show into, like, 20 minutes? Can you do that?
I mean, yeah, we're going to sound like chipmunks. I could time compress this like a beast.
I'm going to need you to fill out a time card.
Before we were talking about the things at restaurants, I'll do that segment right now.
Yeah, the election was... Da-da-da-da!
Bah! There. Show's over.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about this damn election.
What was that?
Bernie Sanders coming out to play.
I was going
to
say, I don't know if that was Bernie Sanders or Southern Plantation owner.
A little bit of both.
Crackers.
That's with you and the crackers.
There's got to be a way out of this.
They're privileged. That's what it is. They're very, very privileged.
Yeah, we're still here.
Are you sure about that?
No.
I don't know. I could feel more of me leaving with every passing second.
Coming up on a freak accident. Just bail out.
All right.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
So, Kyle, seeing as how... You work in talk radio, specifically political talk. It's not even something cool like sports talk or anything like that.
Nothing.
So you've been literally eyeball deep in this stuff for how long now?
Oh, God, how long have I worked there? I mean, this election's been going for about 18 months. So
longer, dude.
Yeah, every day. It's just... And it wasn't bad enough last night that we did get a new president. I mean, we're going to get him anyway. We got Trump, in case you haven't noticed. I hope this isn't a spoiler for you.
Damn it! I was waiting until next week when I had a bunch of people coming over for the results party.
But it's amazing. I work for a talk radio, but it's mostly conservative listeners, and they like to rub that in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when your team loses. So I'm glad that we're not like a sports talk. It was like, hey, how's Hillary doing? And I'm just like, come on. Like,
she's probably really sad, man. And she's probably very sick, too, at least a few people are to be believed.
Well, and I'm just going over my head of all the things that I wanted like her to do that aren't going to happen now. And now there's this bizarre world of things that will happen, like walls.
The wall will not happen.
Repeal a lot of things.
Do you guys realize that Back to the Future was just a year too early?
Yeah.
Trump, Biff.
Yeah.
Cubs.
World Series.
It all happened.
Well, the Simpsons predicted Trump, too.
Yeah,
we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
You were here for that.
Yeah.
It probably all bleeds together.
It's all just
a while.
For me, it's just like one big political just nightmare.
This election literally began the morning after the 2012 election.
Yeah, it really did.
I swear there were people like laying inroads for their future presidential campaigns the next day it started.
You know, everybody kept telling me, like leading up to it, you know, remind you how to vote. And they always said to me, you know, do your civic duty. And I'm like, I do my civic duty every day. I drive a Honda. My car. It's a car.
Yes! Yes! Political, yes!
Political.
Yes!
So the election's now finally over. It doesn't seem like the 2020 election has quite gotten started yet, though.
No, I think we're all going to try to survive this one for 4 years.
Yeah, assuming 4 years we last, yeah.
Honda's my car.
Picked up on that, buddy.
Joke.
Thanks for being here. So, yeah, Trump won last night in quite decisive fashion, too.
Yeah.
People are saying now he may actually end up with more than 300 electoral votes by the time everything is tallied eventually. What is going on in Michigan? Is Wayne County still not finished tallying
stuff
up yet?
They're still looking for it.
Yeah.
You're listening to this podcast, what is it, next Tuesday the 17th, and they're still looking.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
As of right now, it's been 24 hours since like the first results started to pour in, at the time of this recording anyway, and they are still counting in like New Hampshire, in Michigan, and I think in Arizona, too?
Oh, I'm not sure right now. I think
there's one of those states out in the West that's like still being tallied too. It's like, what is taking you guys so long? Hire more people.
Yeah, I
just keep it under 40 hours a week.
I could send out a tweet.
Yeah, I'm throwing shade. Deal with it.
I could send out a tweet and someone in India could see it immediately. Why are these results taking? Should we tweet our results at this point?
I'll be honest with you. I was shocked in 2016 how many voting polling places are still using paper ballots.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. Most.
Yeah, we have some of those around here actually doing that.
Do we really?
Yeah, we do. We have we got a lot of calls about machines like switching votes on people, which
yeah.
was I was amazed. I didn't know if it was true or not. I was on the phone with the Board of Elections like all day yesterday trying to figure out what the hell.
The pollsters did confirm that it was an issue, right?
Yeah.
Like they fixed it.
Yeah, but I guess what happens is it goes out in demo mode. So whatever you do, it switches to what it wants to do. It reverts to that. They reset the machine, and then you can pick whatever you want.
Are you telling me Skynet wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton?
That's pretty much it. Skynet.
My
yeah,
God.
Because it wanted a planet to be here for the machines to take over. That's what happened. I mean, even Donald Trump seems surprised that he won. He's like, they're like, yeah, you're the winner. And he's like, what? That's why it took him so long to get down.
Really?
From the
I was purposefully trying to blow this thing.
Yeah,
the entire
like,
time.
I keep trying to screw up.
And you kept voting for me. What is wrong with you people?
This is like a bad like Stephen King movie. He did it as a joke at first just to get publicity. And then it was like, now you're getting punished.
Yeah.
This is going
to
happen.
Yeah, you
now.
Actually have to go sit in that terrible office and do that terrible duty for the next 4 years.
And just sit there. And everything is your fault.
And everybody's going to hate you. I mean, more than they do now, even.
And your sons get to control all your entities. You're screwed.
But the thing we have now, though, we have Republicans control everything. I mean, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the presidency. So, I mean, if you consider Trump a Republican. But we get to see now what they're going to do. I mean, they've been talking about repealing Obamacare, all the things that have been wrong with the presidency. So now we get to see like what a full government of Republicans will do.
It's going to be interesting to see. Like, I've seen was it Hillary Clinton that said that we should keep an open mind?
Yeah.
It's like
for Trump.
At the end of the day, yeah, like, all right. A lot of people aren't happy about what happened, you know, now that the Republicans control everything. It's like, but, you know, the Democrats had their supermajority back in 2008
mm-hmm.
for 2 years. And then it's like, now, all right, now the Republicans have their chance. It's like, all right, let's actually see what you do, though. Like, you say your ideas are better. Will it actually improve anything? This is our chance to find out.
Well, it's like anybody that you know that's going into a new endeavor, you might think that they're not ready for it, but you got to see how it plays out. Who knows? I mean, it would be a far reach, but this could work.
Yeah, Trump could stumble onto something. I mean, he has some ideas that I like term limits. I like, you know, just ripping the government apart, which is cool. But I just fear that he doesn't know enough. Like he says, he knows more than generals.
Well, here's the thing.
I fear that.
I hope that some of his being a businessman like leaks in, and rather than him trying to do stuff himself, he gets the right people that know what they're doing to go and do it.
Right.
I mean, if because that's what a smart business person does. They don't run their businesses. They hire people. They take care of people who then take care of their businesses. So if he does that, if he gets like people that know what they're doing to like run stuff and advise him on things, he may actually not be terrible. Consider if he keeps an open mind. Then again, he is bonkers, so who knows what might actually happen.
He did say in his acceptance speech that he wants guidance.
Yeah, yeah, like, he did. He's, so, from everybody, like whoever, you know, whether they were with him or not, he wants some help. Yeah.
And Hillary offered the help.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in reality, maybe he gets it now. Like, that's why I think this whole thing, this whole bombastic attitude that he had was just simply to get that other side. Since Hillary had one side, this is a way to get the whole, you know, the whole right side of the map. Is he acted like that? What we saw in that acceptance speech, I think, is actually what we're going to get.
I hope, anyway.
I mean, yeah. God forbid. Yeah. We get somebody who yells out, you know, the Mexicans are coming in. They're not all good people. that would be kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yep. And one of the things that I announced this morning as soon as the microphone came on is that the press really needs to step it up right now with Donald Trump, just because we have to fact check him. He's going to try to shut them down. I mean, his rallies, he was kicking like the New York Times. He wouldn't let in because he said that they said bad things about him. So for a government to do that, I mean, we really need to watch ourselves right now.
How much blame can we lay at the feet of the media for the entire thing, though?
Oh, everything. Everything. I mean,
I'd say a good, I don't know everything, but a good portion, sure.
We are to the point right now where if you say facts to people, they call you mean. You know what I mean? You tell them things and they have an opinion on facts. You're like, 2 + 2 = 4. And they're like, well, I feel like it's like 5.5.
That's been going on for years.
Yeah, but with the way the media has been going right now, like, you can't even go to, I'm going to just mention, like, CNN. You think you could go there for some news?
That's because you have millennials that are now getting jobs.
Right, yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
But it's trending, so it has to be real.
Hey, maybe a Democrat pretending to be a Republican, maybe he'll be the great unifier. Who knows?
I'm hoping he comes out and he's like, just kidding. You know what I mean? Like, because he was for years. Everything he believed in was Democrat. They have 1998, he came out and he said if he ran for president, it would be as a Republican because they're stupid. And I'm just like, yeah, you show this.
Yeah.
You know, you show it to people. They just go like, no. And you're like, yes, it's right here in front of you.
We do have some clips from last night, though.
With an astounding upset victory, Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton in a campaign unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime.
Yeah, because he's a reality star.
I feel like, I really feel like, you know, they have like that, the big upbeat, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, the music in the background. Like, it should have been something more akin to...
Good try.
I mean, that's what I would have had play. Anyway. Yeah. So then we had, actually, Trump, when he gave his acceptance speech, right? Because isn't that what it is? It's not an inauguration speech. Yeah, because
that happens in November.
Right, yeah. But this was his concession, or his acceptance, not... Yeah, Hillary did the concession. His acceptance speech. Shut up. You laugh at me every time I can't
talk.
Don't
worry. We got this in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Anyway, this is him talking about that he spoke with Hillary.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us.
She asked for Seymour Butts.
And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I mean that very sincerely. Yeah. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together.
Yeah, you kind of wish, like, this is the guy who was talking the whole time. And, right. And we wouldn't all be sitting here going, ah!
But that guy was way too sane. I mean, they were yelling, lock her up in Scranton on Monday. Yeah. He was here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So you go from lock her up to we need to bring everybody together and heal the wounds of division.
If you notice, though, in this one, compared to any other speech he gave, he was looking to the left. He has a speechwriter that wrote him that whole thing. He was looking at a prompter.
Yeah.
This is the only time he had one. So they probably said, listen, this is real now. Like,
you can't go off script anymore.
Like, they're
going to
shoot you.
Yeah. Do you think he's just been a bad boy and they're taking stuff off him? Because they took his Twitter away the other day. They said, you're not allowed to. They really did. They said, you can't tweet for like the next 5 days.
Because they knew he was going to say something racist and blow like the momentum that he had.
And now they're like, now you're not allowed to go out there and like freestyle it. You have to read off of the teleprompter. And like, you know, one more thing, Donnie, and we're going to take away, I don't even know what, like your trip to Mexico.
Yeah. We mentioned, though, he's not going to Mexico. No. Yeah, we mentioned, though, you know, when he asked for help, we actually have that clip, too.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
This seems like a bad SNL skit. Like, I'm going to wake up and go, oh, it was just Saturday. I get it. It's blowing my mind.
Then he talked about rebuilding.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure.
Start with Coughlin. It's falling to pieces.
When he started going, we're going to start rebuilding, I was going to be, from Tennessee, where all the...
I thought he was going to break out into Christmas songs at that point.
No, it's not Christmas yet. It hasn't even been Thanksgiving yet.
Rebuild our infrastructure, which will become, by the way, second to none. And we will put millions of our people to work as we rebuild it.
Then he talked about having a world community.
Oh, this is hilarious.
I want to tell the world community that while we will always put America's interests first, we will deal fairly with everyone, all people and all other nations. We will seek common ground, not hostility, partnership, not conflict. When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically.
Wait a minute.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us.
Yeah, this doesn't sound
they're bringing
good.
Drugs. They're bringing crime. Uh-oh. They're rapists. And some... I assume are good people.
Oh. That sounds like it was almost two different drugs.
But to be fair, that one was after a couple drinks. The other one was sober, so he's just saying what he really thinks.
He really got into party mode last night. He just cut loose. Yeah. And he started playing all the hits, as it were. And then we actually had today, because last night John Podesta came out and he's like, yeah, we're not going to say anything tonight. A lot of people thought, like, holy crap, is Hillary actually not going to concede the race? But she was probably tired.
And upset.
I was freaking tired. Kyle was tired. Everybody was freaking tired. We didn't know Trump had won until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and you know what else blows my mind? The fact that I remember when Obama won in 2008, they called that at like 10:30.
Right.
They announced that he was the president. It was like, oh, great. I get to go to bed. And like, you know, it's practically early. And this one at 3 o'clock in the morning, we still were tallying friggin' Michigan.
Listen, we're in the middle of fall sweeps, so they need to get the ratings up. The continuation was today.
But Hillary finally conceded today when she gave a speech.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country.
So that's good.
Yeah,
I'm glad they were both able to stay cordial and not, like, throw daggers at each other even at the end.
It's almost like a WWE match. That was all, like, the stage show, and now they're like, hey, we're cool.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's all, like that always for politics. Like, but what I want to know
is the hug after the match when they break kayfabe.
Yeah, but he got in there from the fringe vote, so he eventually is going to have to explain to people, like, he said he wanted a special prosecutor for Hillary when he got in. He's going to have to explain, like, no, we're really not doing that. You know, that wall I talked about? Not so much. You know, pretty much everything I said, I didn't think that I was going to get in here, so it's really not going to happen.
Just set up a fall guy. Be like, he told me the wall was going to be a lot cheaper than it actually is going to end up being. Be mad at
him. That's what Mike Pence is there for. It's like, blame him.
Yeah. You'll never guess what Jeb Bush told me about how inexpensive that wall was going to be.
Pence told me no fence.
To all the women, and especially the young women, who put their faith in this campaign and in me, I want you to know that nothing has made me prouder than to be your champion. I know.
Champions win, though.
Oh, no!
No, we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday...
Yeah, she's more like the Vikings of the presidential race.
Is she quoting Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Everybody climb into my glass elevator. We're going up, up, up!
Someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now. And to all the little girls who are watching this, never doubt... that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity.
Unless you run against Donald Trump or one of his children.
In the world to pursue and achieve your own
dreams.
And right now, children, I'm going into the magical cloud city. It sounded like a fairy tale.
Yeah. Like she just Mary Poppins her way out of there. Yeah, like yeah. She inflates an umbrella and just takes off.
Bye-bye, Poppins.
So anyway, now that all that crap is over, though, we know we're doomed in the next 4 years, we might as well talk about something that's worth talking about. Something that you voted for that you could get excited about.
The election that matters.
The Great Rap Debate of 2016 is now officially over. The votes are in. Everything has been tallied. Admittedly, we're still waiting on Wayne County, too, but we've decided to just say, you know what? Forget it, guys. Keep living in the past with your hammer and chisel voting system, whatever it is that you're using there. So we have the Great Rap Debate winner here. Do you want to know who it is?
Yes.
Mickey, excited to find out?
No, not really.
It wasn't you.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, you're happy. We had the last round was Lazy E representing 50 Cent.
Yo, yo.
Versus Kyle Mack representing Busta Rhymes.
Break your neck.
So, ooh. The winner of the Great Rap Debate is...
Kyle Mack.
Yeah! So now, we decided, since Kyle and Busta Rhymes won this whole thing, and Busta Rhymes is now officially the greatest rapper of all time.
To represent this country.
And now he's ready to lead our great nation into the future.
Wow.
We figured Kyle Mack should have to give an inauguration speech.
Wow.
But since this was the Great Rap Debate, why wouldn't we have him do it? In rap.
Just so you guys know, I'm like vanilla, right? Like, you don't get much like almost albino.
Yeah, he's like powder.
Yeah.
when he says they pay him in crackers, it's borderline cannibalism.
Just family members.
Oh, my God.
All right, so are you ready to give your inauguration speech, your acceptance speech here for Busta Rhymes?
Just crack my neck here, break your neck.
All right. Get some ambiance in here. All right, here we go. You ready, buddy?
Oh, baby.
You actually have to rap.
Oh, you're gonna figure what? It's a rap debate. Use that brain up in your head to associate all the words that my mouth is gonna create. Don't need no swearing in, it's a coronate. Puppet came rolling in, gonna get a surprise. Tried to rap in this debate, fear in his eyes. All the rhymes of it, the world couldn't stop his demise. You think you step on me? Yo, 50 Cent, give me some fries.
Whoa!
Yeah! Fitty rolling in like he's all lit. Bullet scars in his chest, why not in his chin? Talking in the great like debate like he could win. Everybody that says like, is that it?
Give me some more.
We got a little more about Jay-Z here. Jay-Z is the man, a poet of words. Hangs out with Obama, king of the nerds. That didn't help him forget what you heard in this great rap debate. He is absurd.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Busta Rhymes.
Yeah!
Woo! By the way, if you go ahead and you screenshot yourself this week, we'll give you stickers and I'll send you this paper with my rap on it. You can have it.
There you go. He'll autograph it.
Yeah.
He'll send you his rap thing.
$10 he throws it out.
Dude, that was fantastic.
That was really good.
Yeah, some of the words right now I just made up. Like, they weren't on that paper, so we'll see.
Wow, you are a freestyling expert.
You've got a career in rap, I think, waiting for you beyond this podcast.
It's going to be a poor one, but it's going to be a career.
That's awesome, though, man. Well done. Congrats to Kyle Mack. Congrats to Busta Rhymes, the greatest rapper of all time, as determined by us. And I think after this whole thing, we can safely say we know what we're talking about when it comes to rap music.
I think so.
I still don't.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
That smells like... The health inspector! Wash your underwear! Change your hands! The health inspector's here!
Krusty Krab is unfair! Mr. Krabs is in there! Standing at the concession! Plotting his oppression!
You can rap too.
I love this segment. Mickey has been really looking forward to this one.
I have been.
Now, how long have you worked in restaurants?
On and off for like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've probably seen some pretty filthy crap happen, too.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is from an Ask Reddit thread on the lovely Reddit.com. Somebody asked, what was the worst thing health inspectors had ever seen in a restaurant?
Oh, boy.
And here are just some of these stories. This is going to make you never want to eat out again. Although Kyle's sitting here telling me that I should avoid a particular Perkins in our area because yes. apparently they wash the dishes with a plunger or something. Yeah. Something along those
we
lines.
We won't say where it is.
Just that it's a Perkins.
The only one in our area.
Don't eat at Perkins. Unless Perkins sends us a check, then Perkins.
That's what you want. Always get. Something fresh and new.
That's right. All right. So, first one is from Joe the Weirdo.
Oh, this sounds like a respectable dude.
My favorite Chinese restaurant got shut down. My ex-wife worked for the city, and I asked her what was the deal. She said the health inspectors found something leaking from the ceiling. They lifted the ceiling tile and shined a flashlight and saw multiple eyes staring back at them.
Uh-oh.
It was chickens. They were raising chickens in the ceiling, and chicken crap was dripping into the food that he had been eating for at least once a week.
Oh, my God.
Extra taste.
Oh, man!
That's just, you know, that's just natural, and it's recycled. And it's just everything's
no,
fine.
No, it isn't.
That was one of my first jobs, was working at a Chinese food place.
Oh.
And the worst thing that I ever walked into, the way they celebrate their New Year's, they had a duck on the back counter when I walked in, and it was our dinner. But they don't cook duck. They don't chop off the head. So I walked into a full-on cooked duck with the beak and everything.
Oh, it's a Christmas story.
Right, yeah.
That's what they do in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that was a goose, wasn't it?
No.
As a duck?
No, it was Chinese goose. Which was a duck.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you worked at a Chinese restaurant, it's not actually cat, right? The meat?
The one that I worked at, no.
Oh, thank God.
Well, you prefaced that in the worst way possible. I was like,
no!
What?
Oh, no!
Yeah. Oh,
although
man.
I hear cat tastes like chicken.
Because I love Stop. The one, most things taste like chicken. I hear people taste like chicken, too.
That's okay.
They say once you go human, you don't go back. Once you eat a man,
you would know. They pay you in crackers.
Why are you doing this?
All right. The next one. My stepdad used to be a baker in an authentic recreation of an 18th century New French fortress.
Wait. An authentic recreation of an 18th century one. Who is going to confirm that?
So a stone oven.
Basically.
Okay.
And because they sell bread to the public, the health inspector came by and she was ripping into my stepdad for violations like the stonework walls, the doorless entranceways, and the lack of a mosquito zapper. This is from Chamail, by the way. He pointed out that they were following the highest standards except for things that would destroy the authenticity of his 18th century bakery. The health inspector relented and agreed to give him a pass after verifying the food storage area was secure. They went to the shed, which was a doorless building attached to the bakery, and the health inspector went in. There happened to be an escaped cow licking all of the loaves of bread. My stepdad could only say, honestly, this never happens. Yeah. They still passed the health inspection.
What?
If he was willing to clean it up, I'm sure there were.
I'll say this: when you if I walked in this room while you were saying this story, and I caught the middle of the explanation of what this place looks like, it sounded like a brothel.
Yeah,
it didn't sound like a restaurant. Oh, the doors! There was no the cave didn't have an opening to it.
It didn't say it was a restaurant. It said it was a bakery. There's a big difference.
Well, this is what authentic 18th century, you say?
Yeah. Sorry. I forgot bakeries are supposed to be like brothels. My bad, Mickey.
Well, they didn't have germs back then, right?
They didn't have germs in the 18th century?
I don't think, right?
No, they had nothing but germs.
But they didn't know about it.
They didn't have.
So they're just, he's like, yeah, we let the cow lick that. It's like, what's the problem?
You don't remember Seinfeld, them walking into the bakery, the big group of people? It is like a brothel.
No, it isn't. What bakeries do you go into?
I was just going to say, where are you buying your pies?
Mm,
oh, I know what kind of pie she's buying, though, if she's going to brothel bakeries.
Coconut?
Womble's mama had the next story. The Reddit usernames are enough to ruin Lazy E. My uncle is a health inspector in rural Australia. He got several complaints about a fish and chip shop in a small town in Victoria, with reports of it being a bit grotty and people getting chunks of hair in their hot chips.
Oh. Kangaroo?
Yeah, there's a kangaroo cook in the back. That's how everything gets done.
So when the health inspector came in, did he go, check, mate? Yeah! Yeah, that's a twofer! Yeah!
The difecta.
Yeah.
There you go. So the rest of this story is he rocks up one day. This person must be from Australia.
Yeah.
He rocks up.
They're all like slang terms.
Yeah, okay. So he rocks up one day unannounced on a blazing hot day in the middle of summer, and the owner greets him and shows him around wearing a white singlet top with sweat patches under the arm, short shorts, and no shoes.
Yeah.
The guy's body was covered in hair, not just on his arms and chest, but his back and neck were like a werewolf.
Gross!
Clearly, this must be the source of the hair and the chips. My uncle decides to make a tactful comment about having to wear appropriate clothes while working so as to protect against hot oil burns. After seeing the property and giving a few basic suggestions, the only other thing he notices that needs immediate attention is the deep fryer itself. The oil is old and filthy and likely full of this guy's hair, so he orders the bloke to drain it out right then and there. The owner does so, and at the bottom of the oil vat is a dead, deep-fried, and crispy cat.
Oh.
Totally unfazed.
Oh.
Totally unfazed, the owner simply said, "Oh, that's where my cat went." Turns out a few months previously, the shop was having a rodent problem, so the owner brought in a cat to catch all the rodents.
Well, that's a way to clean up a restaurant.
Though the cat escaped overnight and ran away. Nope, looks like little Fluffy drowned in the deep-frying oil, and Mr. Chippy has been frying him up over and over and over and over and over again ever since. The clumps of hair locals were complaining about weren't from the half-man, half-werewolf owner, but the fur and flesh of a dead cat in the oil vat.
He's like, "See, it was a dead cat, wasn't me."
That would have been gross.
So I could keep dressing like this then, right?
Yeah.
like however it was that I dressed.
To clarify, this wasn't a Chinese food place.
No, this was in Australia. It was a fish and chips
shop.
Mate. That's not a knife. You think I get mad if somebody's like doing food prep? It's like, "What are you?" He's like, "Get me a steak knife. What are you doing? That's not a knife. This is a knife."
I think they would just look at you and just go, "Ah, God."
Maximum Muffins.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Says, "My friend was inspecting a restaurant, walked out the back to find a man stirring a huge pot of curry with his arm, no spoon or anything, just up to his hairy elbows in the curry."
Why were they making curry at Maximum Muffins?
No, this is the guy, the username was Maximum Muffins.
Oh, okay. I'm really getting lost with the username.
All right. Incandescent light. I don't know. Whatever.
Good one.
Yeah. My stepmother is the lead health inspector for a decent-sized suburban town. While I have never asked what the worst thing was she had witnessed as part of her job was, I do know of one instance that was pretty gross. A truck full of lobsters was traveling down the highway and crashed. The police came, and eventually they towed the truck. As a board of health inspector, my stepmother was consulted to see if any of the lobsters were viable, and she told them no. The load is a total loss since there were literally lobsters scattered across the highway, covered in dirt, sand, etc. Fast forward 24 hours, and one of the restaurants in town ran a special. Twin lobsters for $19.99. Apparently, the owner of the trucking/towing company knew the restaurant owner pretty well, so they made a deal whereby the restaurant would pay a very discounted price for the road lobsters. The restaurant would turn around and illegally serve the lobsters, to unsuspecting customers, or sell them out of a truck behind the restaurant. I'm not sure what the repercussions were, but I think they were shut down for like a week. They closed shortly thereafter, and now there's a new restaurant there. The towing company lost their contract to tow vehicles/trucks with the town and the state.
This one isn't that bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
if the lobster still tasted good...
I would eat a truck lobster or whatever.
Road lobster?
Yeah, road lobster. Why not? Yeah.
They live in sand.
Yeah.
And salt water.
And they eat crap off the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
They're bottom feeders.
What if they fell on the road?
That's...
They gotta get washed anyways.
Yeah, that doesn't
I'm
seem
very
that gross
confused.
To me. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem that gross. Okay. Not a health inspector from Sabulia, but someone in my city repainted their floor with non-slip paint and literally painted over a dead rat, sealing it in there. And to top it off, it was in the middle of the kitchen, not under a bench or something.
Man. Can I tell you a moment where, when I worked at a restaurant?
Please.
It was the biggest health code violation I've ever seen happen. How this place didn't get shut down surprises me. So I'm driving to work with my friend Beth, and we go in there and we see, there's no cars in here. Are we just really having a slow Friday, which is really weird? So we go in, and as we're getting closer, we go, "This doesn't smell right. This smells like dung." And then we see in the back, there's a septic truck. So we happen to walk in. The toilet was clogged all day. They ignored it. The toilet then seeped with stuff in it, seeped
into the kitchen grates and started seeping into the kitchen. Oh. They didn't close it. They continued cooking and serving people. They didn't close it until a 10-year-old girl went to go use the bathroom.
She sat on the toilet, and it blew up and gave her a shower. Filled with grody stuff inside.
It's like a horror movie.
The pooping.
All right, well, last but not least. Okay.
Oh, I don't like
this
that.
This is from I Like Monkeys.
Let's just do a whole segment about Reddit names.
Yeah, Reddit usernames, yeah. This guy is a health inspector. He says he worked on the private side auditing 29 different chains in the U.S. He did a couple of inspections a day, little under 3 years, and he has hundreds of stories. Let's see. He says, one, I can smell roaches the second I walk into a building if they're present. They have a nutty, oily smell that is very distinctive if you're around them often enough. It's a smell you never forget.
Do you think he put that in his dating profile? I can smell a rodent from a mile away.
Roaches.
Why are we like splitting hairs on that?
This is a long post. I'm just going to go through some of the things that he points out, and at the bottom, he leaves a bonus story that I think we all need to hear. He says, number two, people don't know how to wash and glove their hands properly.
In
restaurants.
Wash.
Like,
yeah, way too many restaurants.
Yeah.
One that I work at in particular.
Well, that's what he's saying here. Like, he's done all of these, and these are the most common things he comes across. People don't wash their hands and glove their hands properly.
I worked at a restaurant once, and I was cutting an onion, and I cut my finger. Like, I still have the scar. And stupid me, all I did was I put a glove on, so the glove just kept filling up with blood as I'm doing my work all day long doing this and serving people food.
At least you put a glove on.
That's right.
He says, number three, people don't know how to properly cool a cooked product.
Yep.
Yeah, because you got to cool, you got to keep it at a certain temperature before like you heat it up to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those places don't do that. Ice machines are never clean.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you that. That's absolutely true. People drop stuff in there all the time.
Well, not only that, but like mold grows on like the dispenser on the inside. Like if you just stick your head up in there and look, you can see it.
And it grows a pretty pink color.
Yeah. Soda guns are typically not clean. He says, if you see a fruit fly in a restaurant, it's not because it's summer and everyone has them now. It's because the drains in the kitchen are not clean and the flies are breeding in the scum impacted into the drain.
Yep.
And here's his bonus story.
Oh, boy.
He says, I was in a barbecue joint inside a casino. They told me that the place was an issue and that they had washed their hands of the problems, hoping they would just close shop. Needless to say, the flies were a problem, but the biggest concern was the prop table in the kitchen that had never been cleaned. It was a very large and stainless steel table. The bottom of the tabletop was dripping with grease and fat from the barbecue. No clue how it got there. Maggots were crawling all over the underside of the table. The smell was nothing I will ever forget. This place served hundreds of people a day under gross incompetence.
Oh, God.
That would smell like a dead body.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Like, how do you serve people and go home and be okay with yourself? You know what I mean? Like,
these are people that work at restaurants.
Oh, man. That's disgusting. Anybody want to go out to eat?
Let's do it.
No.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, we went to the lobby over the weekend, Lazy E and I did, to see an amazing movie.
It was unbelievable.
Doctor Strange, the latest offering from Marvel Studios, is open now everywhere in the world. It was the number one movie this weekend, and it is excellent.
And to put into perspective for Kyle and Mickey, and for any of you listening that aren't into the comic book kind of world, Doctor Strange, and correct me if I'm wrong, Crisco, is kind of like a Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's kind of the rogue, off-the-beaten-path type of comic from them.
It's definitely weird. Yeah, it's not...
the normal...
Yeah, classic superhero fight supervillain kind of thing. It's very trippy. I mean, Doctor Strange is actually... He's a sorcerer, okay? He's the Sorcerer Supreme. And he's actually one of my favorite comic book characters, arguably my favorite Marvel comic character, because I fell in love with him back with his first run in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
which, like, the artwork in those comics was beautiful, mostly because it was so trippy. I mean, it was the 60s. Of course, the artists were definitely dropping acid every time they were drawing that book.
Acid, but LSD, whatever.
The writing, I mean, it was just awesome, and I fell in love with it. And you know, he's still an awesome character. But, I mean, the movie itself was definitely trippy as well.
You know what I loved? Doctor Strange, I never really read the comics. I knew about them, but he, Cumberbatch, mm-hmm. right? That's his last name.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Not sure.
Yes.
Watch that.
He's not stealing the cucumbers, okay? Leave him alone.
The way he played that character, it gave me a lot of reminiscing of Deadpool. I don't care, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. Because I want to get better myself. You know, that's, it all starts, spoiler, he gets into an accident. And he goes to this sorcerer type of place.
Because he destroys his hands. He's a surgeon. And then when he destroys his hands, he can't operate anymore. So he goes all around the world trying to find someone to fix his hands.
Just to get better himself. Not necessarily to help the world. But as the movie goes on, he learns, well, now I could help more people.
Yeah.
I could solve more problems like this.
When he finds his way to the mystic arts. I mean, granted, it was... I mean, if I had to rank it among the other Marvel movies, I'd put it up there with Iron Man 1.
Like, oh, yeah.
I thought it was excellent. It was really well done. I mean, granted, if we're going to talk about the problems that the movie had, I mean, it does suffer from some of the things that, like, plague Marvel movies, because they did, for the most part, stick to the formula of a Marvel. Like, there were definitely some things that stood out, but for the most part, it was like, you know, it was an origin story. There was the first half was really well done. The second half felt like kind of rushed, and then also the villain was weak. Like, that was, if I really had to nitpick one thing about the movie I didn't like, it was just that the villain was really underused.
Yeah.
I mean, played by Mads Mikkelsen, who's an amazing actor. And I mean, he was just kind of like, he was there, but you never really delved into his motivation. You know what I mean? Like,
he was just there to kill everybody.
He was there to give Doctor Strange someone to have to deal with. You know,
yeah.
And that was basically it. But one thing I'll say I really liked, and this is kind of sort of a spoiler, but I won't actually say what it is, so that if you haven't seen the movie yet, but the way at the end how he defeats the supreme enemy of the movie. Normally, a Marvel movie, it ends with a big action sequence. There's like either a final fight between the hero and the villain. There's a battle with a bunch of robots, a battle with a bunch of aliens, something like that. This didn't have that.
He used his intelligence. Right?
It was a very, very intelligent solution to the problem. It wasn't action heavy, but it was brilliant. And it was like, oh my God, this is perfect. So like he basically saves the day without actually... like having to punch someone through a wall for a change. And that was so unique and different. I was like, this is awesome. This is freaking great. This is what Doctor Strange absolutely would do.
When it was all the years of Benedict playing Sherlock.
Heck yeah.
He was able to solve crimes that way, uses intelligence. What I liked about it was they, for an origin movie, for, like you said, the first half, even going into three quarters of it, they actually made it an origin movie. They didn't make too much going on. You actually learn the story of Doctor Strange without everything else mudding it up.
Yeah.
It's not action. You kind of learn.
There's not a lot of... you really get to know him a lot through the story.
Which is good.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it was a great movie. I mean, I really, really liked it. I wish they would have taken more chances with it and deviated from the formula a little bit more, because mm-hmm. I think we definitely could have benefited from that. But really, really liked it. The visuals were incredible.
Oh, but if you get motion sickness, you might want to skip out on this one.
Definitely don't go to the IMAX thing if you can't handle, like, spinning and tumbling and flying. And dude, I was feeling sick when the Ancient One sends him on, like, his first journey, like, through all the different dimensions and portals and everything. Like, I was getting sick, and it wasn't IMAX, and it wasn't 3D. I'm just watching it like, oh my God, I'm like... outside of space and time. So, but it was awesome. If I had to rate it 0 to 5, I'd probably give it a 4.5.
This, which was weird for me, was my favorite Marvel movie.
Really?
Wow.
5.
All right.
Unbelievable. I think it's because I didn't expect anything, because Guardians of the Galaxy will always be my number one just because it was the perfect mix of everything. This was maybe, if I had to push Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe right on par, but I think Doctor Strange took it down.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And the Cloak of Levitating is awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent element of the story. So go see it. You'll enjoy it.
Mickey, stop pointing at me. It's not happening.
You would enjoy it. Kyle, I think you'd really like it for sure.
It sounds right. And Benedict is, he's that 50 Shades of Grey guy, right?
Nope.
That's not him?
No.
Oh, never mind then. I don't care anymore.
He's the funny looking redhead. Tall guy.
For the most part, people know him as a brunette, though, because he wore...
Is he a brunette? I thought he was a redhead.
Sherlock, you said.
Wait a minute. He is a redhead, naturally, but okay. He dyes his hair brown for Sherlock.
Okay. Whatever.
So most people... And he had brown hair when he was Khan, and he has brown hair when he's Doctor Strange. So most people know him from having brown hair. And he was a dragon in The Hobbit, too.
Quick aside. Did anybody else find it weird when a guy says he's a brunette?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just odd.
He's also very handsome.
Oh, he is, but brunette? Brown hair.
Shut up. All right. Hey, another thing on the docket, though. We got some new trailers. Everything is awesome. We had a new trailer come out for the Lego Batman movie. Which looks amazing. I'm so excited about this movie, I can't even tell you.
I didn't enjoy, really, the first Lego movie.
You didn't?
The first time I saw it.
Oh, okay.
The second time I saw it, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was like Napoleon Dynamite for me. I had to watch it again to really get the funny.
The first time you watch it, you're like, what am I watching?
I know, like I felt like a 3-year-old.
Yeah. No, but I mean, this trailer, which you can see right now at freakaccident.com, is amazing.
Oh, it's
I mean, it looks so much fun. It looks hysterical. The line in there, what was it? What are you afraid of? What was it? Spiders, clowns, spider clowns. He's like, great, now I'm afraid of spider clowns because you put that in my head.
They just go for the ridiculous joke and keep going with it. Kyle, did you ever see the first one?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What's going on?
No Lego, nothing.
Mickey, I would ask, but...
You know the answer.
You're Mickey.
Yes, right? No.
Mickey hasn't seen a movie since Charlie Chaplin.
Well, I was just wondering, who does the voice of the Batman? Is it like Ben Affleck?
Who does the... Did they...
What's his name? Batman, it's a Will Arnett is the voice.
Oh, no way.
Is the voice of Lego Batman.
That's
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's so incredible. Like, go watch that trailer. It's definitely good for a laugh, and I cannot wait for that movie to come out.
What is it? Next year.
It is next year, yeah. And another trailer came out too, which actually, if you see Doctor Strange, you will get to witness the new trailer.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonder Woman trailer came out, the new one, and man, does that movie look good.
It is going to live up to all the expectations when we saw her in the Superman Batman movie.
Batman versus Superman. Yeah.
It looks cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's got kind of a vibe of, I'm picking up like Captain America, the first Avenger.
Yeah.
The first Captain America mm-hmm. movie. Like, it's kind of got that vibe because it actually takes place, it's like a retrospective look back at like how she first like discovered the world of men and everything else. And it was during World War I. So it's like she comes out, she leaves Themyscira, and she goes to help the world in World War I. And then ends up like, you know, there's a whole thing where like, you know, the god of war, Ares, is like, you know, actually the one responsible, like, or for he's trying to get involved in World War I because, of course, he's the god of war and she has to fight him. So, I mean, that's basically the premise. I mean, Chris Pine's in it as a Steve Trevor. And I mean, it looks spectacular. And it also looks like they've definitely improved. A lot of people complained about the tone of the DC movies so far, like Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, as being too dark. I didn't really have a problem with the tone myself, but a lot of people complained about it. It looks like they've struck a good balance with this, though. Like, it looks like it's definitely got a serious tone to it, but it also looks like there's hope, it looks like there's humor, and it looks like the action is going to be awesome.
They're not just going to have people slicing necks and then be like, hey, it's a new version of Superwoman,
yeah.
Or Wonder Woman,
yeah.
Superwoman.
Yeah, like she'll just be in the trenches, like watching people get wasted by mortar shells and things like that.
It's going to take a weird turn.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like that. It seems just, I don't know, man. It seems really good. I think this movie, because I mean, everybody wanted Batman v Superman to set things on the right track. Most people say it didn't. Everybody wanted Suicide Squad to set people on the right track. Most people say it didn't. I'm hoping this movie's the one to actually put the DC films on the right course, especially heading into Justice League, which is just a year away.
Unless Trump makes a Superwoman movie and then it beats out the Wonder Woman.
Trump? Why would Trump do it?
Because his is better than the woman.
He's just bored being president.
Yeah, so I'll be a director now. I'll be a screenwriter, whatever.
I'm the best.
I conquered politics. I might as well conquer Hollywood next. I'll show everybody what for. So get to the movies and enjoy yourself. A lot of good stuff coming out. And by the way, you can see the Wonder Woman trailer as well at freakaccident.com. Coming up next, we've just suggested some movies to you. Now we're going to suggest some music to you.
Or suggest. That not suggest.
One of those two things on a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On a freak accident.
I think I just blew Mickey's eyes into the back of her skull.
Yeah, that was a little loud. Why was that so loud?
Because it needs to be. Music!
I like my music, but not that loud.
Yeah, we're kind of rock music aficionados here on A Freak Accident. And that's the only real music left. I don't care. Come at me, bro.
No, Bruno Mars is pretty spectacular.
I do love me some Bruno Mars.
He's so good.
Yeah, it's true.
I love him. I do.
Pretty much everything else in top 40, no. But Bruno Mars.
JT?
Good point. Justin Timberlake. JT's, he's got it going on. Yeah, he's bringing sexy back after all.
Well, he brought it back several times. Believe me, I know.
Can we go back to the rock music?
No. We can definitely go back to the rock. We had a new album from Korn come out recently. It's called The Serenity of Suffering.
So it's a happy album.
Yeah, it's definitely positive. It's uplifting. It'll make you feel real good about life.
When I saw that name, I did a little research on the album, and it made me want to give Jonathan Davis a hug. He says, "I experienced so much bad in my life that I've gotten used to it, and I find happiness in it." And I'm like, I'm sad.
It's an album. So when he actually has something good happen, is it just like euphoria? Does it overload his senses and he passes out?
Yeah, he cries.
He actually gets sad when he experiences something good because he doesn't know how to cope with joy.
Yeah, that's the sad things in his life. I got a lollipop. Ugh.
I'll tell you what, though, man. It is a Korn album for sure. But I don't know, man. This one seems like really, 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 really well-developed and well-rounded to me.
This is 2000 Korn again.
Yeah.
This is good Korn. Minus the amount of drugs.
It's Korn on the cob. It is good Korn.
Some butter. Yeah, just like you said, for me it was, it is Korn. You know, if you like Korn, you're going to like this a lot. But I fell off Korn for a while. I feel like we're talking about the food again.
But I kind of avoid empty carbs now, you know. It's just like,
well, for me it was like for a while it seemed like their music was all just the same. Do you know what I mean? Like background noise. But this one, the one he did with Corey Taylor, I really like that track.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool.
That is different a world. Solid track. Yeah. Solid. Yeah, I mean, it's I never really got into Korn, to be honest with you. Like, all the albums, you can see them all over on that wall that I have on that CD shelf. Not one Korn record.
Wow.
Not one. I just, for whatever reason, I just never really connected with them, but I really do like this album. I may have to actually add this one to the shelf.
You might want to go back. Go back to the early 2000s.
Yeah. When, I mean, I'm familiar with Korn. I've heard some of their better stuff, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I just never bought in, really.
Funny fact about Korn, and Mickey, you'll like this one.
You can't digest it. You just poop it right out.
Fact. I know.
That is a funny fact about Korn.
But they were the first music video to get retired on TRL for hitting number one 60 times.
Wow.
It broke through the threshold of the pop music, and it kind of brought in all the rock music to the popular domain at that point.
That's a nice Jeopardy fact you just shared with us there.
Yeah.
So
I'm smart.
This is the song playing in the background, too, is the latest single, too, called Take Me. So what would we rate this album since we've all listened to it? Mickey, you didn't give your thoughts on the record at all.
I didn't give my thoughts. It's okay. I was going to go with E on this one, where it's early 2000s. It reminds me of the Queen of the Damned and when he was coming out with all these new songs for music tracks for movies.
Okay.
So it feels like that. It he kind of went back to that.
All right.
When was the last album that he put out? A couple years ago, right?
It was about a year or two ago. It was the self-titled.
Right.
Self-titled one. Yeah.
And that one was a flop. So I'm glad to hear that he's back on track.
This one definitely was, like you're saying, like it goes back to when he was doing stuff for movies. It definitely did have a cinematic edge to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt.
There's a story.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was. So what would we rate it?
Oh, we're starting with me?
Yeah, why not?
I'd say like a 3.
Okay. That's good for Mickey.
It really is.
You hate everything.
Yeah, she's very, very, she's very harsh. She's got a high standard.
Set the bar high.
Yeah.
Never go over it.
So what happened with Murderer?
It's her boyfriend.
Sorry, Murd. Kyle, what would you get it?
For me, well, I was a Korn kid, I'm happy to say. I grew up on the...
Children of the Korn over here.
I am. It actually did bring me back to... I could rap that whole song, by the way. Children of the Korn.
Could you?
Yeah, I really could.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so too bad I got your bees in a bag. You stuck up, sucker.
And as we learned earlier, Kyle's got some sick flow. It's smooth like cream, so it's like creamed corn.
And when it's not my words, it works out a little bit better, too. Yeah. It's just I can read it. But yeah, I'm going to go solid, like a 4. I'm going to say 4, and that's pretty good for me because it's not, like I said, corn that has been out recently for me has all just been just noise. It's just been like rushed. But this, I feel like somebody could pick it up and then go like, wow, I like these guys. Let me check out their older stuff.
Yeah. It's not necessarily a super hard corn either that you just leave out for the animals
right.
to eat. It's the kind that,
we're really going heavy on the corn joke.
It's not that Indian corn either where you just.
Honestly, this is all getting a little corny. Yeah. I'd give it a 4.5.
I'm with you, Kyle. I'd go solid 4 on it. I really enjoyed listening to it. Recommended.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next up is a band that actually they're fans of ours.
Hey, this is Brian Scott from Into the Fire, and you're listening to A Freak Accident.
If we're their favorite show.
Yeah. These guys have an EP out now. It's a self-titled EP called Into the Fire. And, there's only a couple songs on it.
Like 6 or 7?
From what I heard, I mean, these guys are, they got a good sound. I like it. It's high energy. It reminds me kind of like Buckcherry a little bit.
Yeah, a lot.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but, I mean, it is, I don't know. I want to see if they do something different on a full-length album. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good... I think the EP is a really nice intro to these guys. Like I said, I really can't knock them on the sound or on, like, the quality of the music or anything like that. They're, like, good party songs. But I want to hear a full-length. I want to hear what else they can do.
The depth.
Yeah. Show me some depth, and then I'll be able to make a more cohesive, I think, rating on the overall quality of the band.
I think you hit it with the party songs because it makes me think of "Give Me a Hell, Give Me a Yeah."
Oh, like Rev Theory too.
Remember how
too.
Big that was?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of. I think that's kind of how I feel about this. You know, you can listen to it, you get pumped up, but is it gonna? Are you gonna listen to it in a year? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is the classic. What I always say is a perfect WWE pay-per-view song.
Sure.
You know, right here, then they show someone getting slammed, thrown into the ropes and stuff like that. This will be picked up by them, probably. They're a little unknown, but it does remind me of, like you said, you guys were saying, reiterating, party song. It kind of reminds me of a bunch of guys sitting around a fire just kind of rocking out with, like, beer. This is the song that they would listen to.
I'm sitting on the fences.
You're sitting on the fences?
I'm sitting on the fences on this one.
Wire fences or like picket fences?
Picket fences.
Oh, all right.
And they built it. Still on election mode.
So you're on the fence on like whether or not you like it?
Yeah. It's kind of party music. It doesn't remind me of any bands in particular. It's kind of a mesh of like 5 or 6 bands, which is a good thing. It means that they're heading in a direction that's all their own, but I don't think they've quite mastered the direction that they're going in. So it's kind of like, yeah, I could listen to it once. Do I want to listen to it again? Maybe, but probably not.
So you can kind of go with me then that like you want to hear what else they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's a good introduction. I mean, you know, you're hearing one of the songs right now off of that EP that's called Spit You Out. And it's, like I said, it's a good introduction, but I want to hear more.
You know, show me more of that sound that you have, and I might buy in.
You saying that made me realize who it makes me think of. This band, this song. Theory of a Dead Man, Bad Girlfriend.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely Theory of a Dead Man element there, too.
Yeah. If I had to rate the song, though, I would definitely give it a...
Are we rating the song or the EP?
Yeah, I guess I'll rate the EP. The EP is... I'm going to need more to really get... But as an introductory type of thing, I would give it a 3.
Okay.
It's a solid start.
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm just going to mimic that at 3 because I can go either way. And yeah. I hope that what they come out with is going to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But not bad by any means.
I would lean more positive. But like I said, yeah, show me what else you can do. And then we will definitely talk. So I'd go 3 with you, gentlemen.
And I'm going to be the jerk and go 1.5.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, that's like getting a 3 from Mickey.
Yeah, right. Basically, yeah, a 1.5 is like a 3 from her. So, I mean, yeah, good stuff. But show me more. I mean, like I said, you've only produced... This is literally the first we've heard of this band. This is all we've heard of them so far is these couple songs. So show me more.
But then the surprise that hit us all a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold saying their album's coming out December 9th.
They didn't say it. Chris Jericho said it.
It was all online. December 9th, Voltaic Oceans. Finding out Chris Jericho, the pro wrestler, leaked all that out. They told him to do that. It comes out. They announce a day before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The album's coming tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah.
Under the name The Stage.
Surprise! Like, one of the biggest bands in existence right now just completely snuck out an album under everybody's nose and nobody saw it coming at all.
You have to appreciate that in this day and age, that you could still pull that off somehow.
Yeah. So, I mean, the album, which I've listened to through all the way twice now, is like a freaking journey.
Yeah,
it's like we mentioned that the Korn album was cinematic. This thing is like, I wish I did acid because I would totally drop acid and listen to this album, and I would just ride the clouds until Doctor Strange and I met in the astral plane somewhere.
You sure you didn't drop acid before you came on the show?
I might have, man. I don't know what's going on anymore.
If you watch the music video for this song, the title track, The Stage, it fits so perfectly to the music video. It's almost like they wrote the music videos first and made this as a soundtrack to a movie.
I believe they did.
Did they?
I think they came up with the idea, the concept for the music video first, and then they wrote the song to coincide with it.
Oh, wow.
And so I think, and you can honestly hear it in the music, it sounds like they're scoring a stage show.
This is basically New Age Rush. Rush was always a story.
Yeah. Concept albums.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a simple way to say it. I try to sound a little more educated.
No, you can't do that.
Screw you.
are you saying, one cannot do that, or are you saying specifically he cannot do that? You're so mean to him. You leave him alone.
No.
You smell like garbage.
Shocker.
You smell like underside of prep table maggots is what you smell like.
Yeah.
And you pee in front of the bathroom.
You didn't do that before.
A little behind the scenes there for you.
Yeah, no, we won't delve into that, but there.
Yeah, she pops a squat outside.
just a dollop of off-mic conversation for the listener there. Kyle, what did you think of this one?
This one, I piggybacked it right after I listened to Korn, and like I said, Korn for me was like in the background, but this was right up front for me. I really enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it. I can't really explain it besides that. It was on, I was driving, and I caught myself not really paying attention to the road because I was kind of in the music and stuff. I'm going to go with... I gave this a 4.5.
Yeah, he's scoring that one high. Mickey, what did you think of the Stage by Avenged Sevenfold?
I like Avenged Sevenfold. I wasn't thrilled with this, though.
Really?
It was... I don't know. Something wasn't there. Something was missing.
See, that's so weird because I felt that in the last album, but I did not feel it in this album. This album feels like... older, better Avenged Sevenfold. That's because the one thing with me, I felt. Hey, well, I mean, are you talking like
older Avenged Sevenfold to me is the heavy stuff that first started out with.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's what I like.
Well, I liked that. I believe that is superior to their more recent stuff as well. But they were practically a different band back then.
Right.
You're talking pre-City of Evil Avenged Sevenfold.
Right. Yeah.
It was a different band.
I mean, post City of Evil, post their popular explosion. I mean, I've still liked their music. But this, I think, Hail to the King just felt like it was phoned in.
They came out with that. M Shadows talked about, I guess, the guy from Machine Head. When Hail to the King first came out last year, the guy from Machine Head said, it sounds like they're copying Metallica.
Yeah,
and then
big time.
M Shadows recently came out and said, he's right. And that's why they wanted to make this totally different, because they realized it was kind of them just phoning it in. Which makes you wonder what that record label deal they had.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Lazy E and I, you and I talked about this, actually. Yes. Like, it felt like they were just fulfilling an obligation. Because after The Rev died, it took so long for Nightmare to come out. And then Hail to the King came out literally, like, a year after Nightmare did. Like, there was no way to, like, because Nightmare, it was, like, 4 years waiting for Nightmare.
Right.
And then it was, like, a year, year and a half for the next one. So, like, I swear, the record label was probably, like, guys, like, right. You owe us albums. And they were just like, all right, fine, whatever, we'll record something real quick. There wasn't much heart and soul in it. That's what I mean. That last one just felt lazy. This one, though, for me anyway, felt more inspired. It felt different.
Yeah.
It was very unique. And, I mean, I really enjoyed it. It harkened back to, I think, more of, like, the City of Evil self-titled album Avenged Sevenfold that I liked, as opposed to their more recent stuff. That's just me, though.
Yeah, no, not me.
What do you give it?
I'm going with 2.5.
Not bad for Mickey. That's pretty good.
We keep saying that.
Again, putting it on the Mickey scale, that's about near 4 at that point. good score.
Man, I am so glad that, like, you know, this isn't like a curve. You know what I mean? Like when you're in college or whatever and your professor grades on a curve, because you'd be dragging the whole class down.
I'd be okay with that. You learn more that way. You need constructive criticism.
So what would you give, like, a 5 to? I'm just curious.
She's looking at me when she says that, by the way. You need constructive criticism.
Yes, on your time cards.
Oh, what would you give a 5, though?
I don't know. I don't think I've found that band yet. I don't think I've found that music yet.
They don't exist. It's a music genre that doesn't even exist yet.
I mean, okay.
Admittedly, since 5 is the highest, that would be like a perfect album. And she just has a very high standard for perfection.
Slash's last album, yeah, 5.
Right.
I'd give this one a 4.5.
I'd go 4.5 too. Yeah. So all of us agree, and you're off in Mickey land, Mickey country.
So with the curve, it gets like what, like a 2 then?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love your math skills.
I have no idea.
You know, you should spend 40 hours a week learning compassion.
Oh, man.
You know, then Avenged Sevenfold, though, they did a show. They did a live stream.
It was the Thursday before where they made the official announcement that the CD was coming out. Now, like I said before, we thought December 9th, Voltaic Oceans. Well, this was when they were playing the stage. Around the 2:45 mark, you hear this in the background. It's going to be hard to hear, but try to listen into them. It says Voltaic Oceans December 9th, really underneath the music. So now everybody's speculating, is there going to be another album now December 9th called Voltaic Oceans?
Maybe that one will be better.
Ouch. You know what? Why don't you make the 5 album then, musician, and then we'll grade it on a freak accident.
Eventually, I'll get there.
All right, good. That's a challenge accepted right there, and it's on the internet, so it's forever. Up next is football.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
I said football was next. Football's next.
Another time. We had to hurry up.
I don't know why we went into hyperdrive with that one this week.
I'm going to puke.
He's red.
Red. Oh.
It was all the shaking of your head.
Yeah,
he was. You were rattling the brainstem with that.
Listen,
one.
You can't sing the song without moving the head, and we went fast, so then it was, oh boy.
So how was our week in football? How was last week?
I don't have brain cells.
Okay, but how was football?
Oh, God. Go to someone else. Right now, I'm really dizzy.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah, the Steelers, they lost.
True story, that did happen.
Oh, we had a bye week. That's why I didn't care.
Oh, okay. Steelers lost to the Ravens, too. Division rival, that sucks.
Not just that. Ben Roethlisberger played the worst game I've ever seen him play in his life.
Yeah.
That was the worst game the Steelers have ever played as a team.
Wow.
It was god awful. There, people are speculating, is it Tomlin? The coaching was terrible. I was able to see what they were going to do. So if I could see it, a defensive coordinator and the defense that have been playing for years could see that. Le'Veon Bell went to go run the ball. You could tell right when he got handed off, it's like, he's getting killed. Wow. They didn't get a second first down until the second half.
Oh, my God.
They got destroyed. It was bad.
That was pretty bad.
It doesn't look as bad, the score.
Yeah,
but
the score isn't really reflective of how bad they played. But
they came back in the last quarter, but ugh.
Raiders won.
All right, against the Broncos, too.
Woohoo.
That's a legit win.
That is a huge win. Broncos are a good team.
I didn't know they existed still.
What is it with you not knowing these teams?
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl with them.
Sure.
Last year that happened, right?
You realize I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, but you hear things.
No,
like,
I don't.
You work out in like the world where people exist, and you hear them talking about this crap when they come into your coffee shop.
No, I don't.
Literally, we've talked about it on this show.
That involves me paying attention.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Okay.
So, yeah, Raiders won. Woohoo.
So that's pretty much it. That's all we need to talk about, right?
Oh, yeah. No. There was another team. Your team.
My team?
Yeah.
I don't have a team. I have a group of idiots who put on uniforms and attempt to play football, but they are not a team. And yeah, they're terrible.
That was really bad.
Yeah, we lost to the Lions at home. Season's still over.
Well, it can't still be over.
I said it last week that the season's over. It's still over. Season's done. Vikings will lose every game for the rest of the season. Mark my words.
So the record.
They are right now 5-3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they will be 5-11. By the end, or they'll be 5-11 by the end of the season.
Good, that's not bad.
Sure, something like that.
It's above average height.
That is actually taller than me.
It's taller than me too.
Yeah, don't really want to talk about it.
Okay,
don't want to talk about it.
We'll let that go.
Do you want to? Who do we have next week though?
We have Monday Night Football against the Giants.
The
Gents.
Did anything else interesting happen this week? No, it was kind of a weird week, wasn't it?
No, it's just when you have one where a female pleasuring thing falls the week before onto the field, it's hard to top that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah. That definitely set the bar for this season.
Yeah.
We're playing the Redskins 1 p.m. Sunday. Don't care. Won't be watching it. Won't be paying attention to it. Mickey.
I think we're taking a nap.
Yeah.
You guys have a bye week.
Yep.
Yeah. You're
nap time.
You're interested in both genders. That was Kyle's joke. He used that off mic. I stole it. I'm sorry, but I gave you credit.
He's not even paying attention.
I'm trying to find my team here, and I don't see any either. Are they playing?
Yes, they are. They don't get two bye weeks.
Oh, is that it?
Cowboys.
What would that be? A quad? Is that a quad week?
I'll tell you what. Cowboys are coming to Heinz Field.
They're going to beat the snot out of you.
Yeah, 4:25 p.m. You guys are going to get slaughtered. Cowboys are real this year.
And now the AFC North, the Bengals are right in the mix. We're right there. It's great. I love it.
I love how it doesn't have anything to do with you guys being good. It's with everybody else being bad.
You just need to get into the dance. It's all one win.
What the heck
happened
to the NFC East? All of a sudden, they're filled with monsters this year.
Yeah, they're always bad. Yeah. Now they turned around.
Ready to prognosticate?
Yes.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
All right, so
I'm going to say this. Tennessee Titans versus Green Bay Packers. Tennessee right now has two running backs. First, they signed DeMarco Murray away from the Eagles. He was the star running back from the Dallas Cowboys a couple years ago. He did phenomenal for the Cowboys, terrible for the Eagles, and now he's having a resurgence. But now there's also a rookie, Derrick Henry, who's also doing good. So I'm going to say they will both run for 150 yards against the Green Bay Packers apiece.
Ooh.
Prognostication!
Vikings are going to the Redskins. Kirk Cousins will throw more than 500 yards. We will not score. We will drop to 5-4, and we will lose the division.
Prognostication!
It's the Steelers and the Cowboys. They're on the field. There's the snap. We see Roethlisberger go. Oh, wait. Donald Trump is on the field.
He has taken the ball. He says he will be the greatest quarterback that God ever created. Prognostication.
Prognostication!
I don't have to make one. I'm taking a nap this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Mickey's prognostication is she will take a nap. I will make sure to set off fireworks outside your house so that doesn't happen.
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
If you're not napping, you can find us at afreakaccident.com. You can go to our homepage and click connect on the menu bar. Wait, what?
Even if you are napping, put us on. We'll get into your subconscious.
Ooh, yeah.
Osmosis?
Deep.
Oy.
She lost her
click
place.
Connect on the homepage, and you can find us on all of our social media networks.
Networks.
Great. All right.
My neck works, too.
Yeah, look, it goes back and forth, up and down, side to side.
Break your neck.
Find us on Facebook's iTunes. Just find us on iTunes.
If you face iTunes, make sure to look for our show and make sure to leave us a review. Subscribe. Our show will deliver right to you every single week.
Also, anywhere podcasts are downloaded, and don't forget to send us your emails if you want to compliment us, insult us, or just ask us how we're doing. Or send us something you want to hear us talking about. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening this week. Next week, we'll be back with a history of people getting fired for stupid things on social media. Stupid decisions that they've made.
Oh, I
guarantee it didn't take more than 40 hours a week for them to do it, though, whatever it was.
Okay.
Catch you next time here on A Freak Accident. We'll be back again next week for the show. I am Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
Kyle Mack.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
some things in life are a given.
Until Trump's the president.
When do we beat Mexico?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.